It's been a violent year in Bangladesh. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured in clashes between police and different groups of protesters after a controversial war tribunal handed out death penalties to a handful of men convicted of war crimes committed during the bloody Bangladesh Liberation War against Pakistan in 1971.
Supporters of the Islamic group Jamaat-e-Islami, to which most of the convicted belong, demand they be set free. Protests have grown even more intense after Jamaat politician Abdul Qadar Mullah was executed on December 12. However, for another group of largely secular protesters, nothing less than the death penalty for the convicted war criminals will do. Aleta Andre reports from Dhaka.
A few hundred people have gathered on the central Shahbagh Square in Dhaka, Bangladesh. They shout slogans about victory, hug each other and discuss the latest news and reason for their joy. The execution of Abdul Qadar Mullah, who has been convicted of rape and the murder of more than 300 civilians during the liberation war Bangladesh fought against Pakistan in 1971. Mullah was sentenced to life imprisonment by the War Crimes Tribunal last February. But this was increased to death penalty by the Supreme Court after thousands of people took to the streets to protest. Aziza Ahmed, a 35-year-old activist from Dhaka, was part of what became known as the Shahbagh movement from day one.
Certain people say that we are a bloodthirsty generation because we want death penalty, but these war criminals actually killed innocent Bengali people. If they lived, Bangladesh would have been a better place to live. Good doctors, the engineers, the writers, poets, journalists. We wanted justice for the people we lost, and for thousands of women who were raped.
The targeted and so far unpunished killing of intellectuals, which is yearly commemorated on December 14, might offer part of the explanation why it is this group of educated, liberal and secular people in Bangladesh that is shouting loudest in favour of death penalty, even as international institutions such as Amnesty International and the European Union have spoken against it.
It's of course an inhuman act, but for human, not for inhuman people like that. Every single Bangladeshi suffered during 1971. Since my childhood, I've seen my uncle's father and mother, they're talking about the war. You know, this thing works very strongly in us. This is very strange, we haven't seen the war. But mostly, you know, the stories on rape bother me most. People I got to know later, their stories, how they were kidnapped, how repeatedly they were raped a few times a day for months. So for the people who murdered, raped their own countrymen, should just face the maximum punishment. That's what we felt. Death penalty. It's within our law.
Elsewhere in town, the mood is less joyous. Supporters of Mullah's party, the Jamaat-e-Islami, speak of a political murder in the run-up to the elections that are scheduled on January 5th. But also the United Nations, the European Union, international human rights organizations and local civil society leaders question the standards of the tribunal that was set up in 2010 and by now has sentenced six men to death and one to life imprisonment. Imtiaz Ahmed, professor of international relations at the University of Dhaka, says that there are some doubts regarding transparency and objectivity.
It is always good to have a transparent system, a very international system. And there are enough evidence, in fact, in terms of, you know, eyewitnesses and all. So there's no reason to make it controversial. The government, on the other hand, chose to not to have international supervision, no international jury. And it almost came to a point that it was targeted towards a particular party. Not that party was not involved, but it was limited mainly to that party. And that's something that we thought is sad in the sense that she's trying to make a partisan issue of national issue.
But Professor Ahmed does understand the continuous call for death penalty on Shahbagh Square.
One thing is for sure that there was a genocide, there was a killing, there was a collaborators, and then you know some of them. Some of them, when they became ministers, that became a serious problem because up until now, nobody got punished for it. So over the years, I think there is this frustration to the point where everybody was shouting that there should be highest punishment for everyone. Yes, it may seem odd, but since in Bangladesh, in India or in the United States, you still have highest punishment as capital punishment. So what can you do?
Aha, fellow comrade.
Back at Shabakh, Aziza says another reason for the protesters' wish for death penalty is that elections are coming up in January. The current government under Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's party Awami League set up the war tribunal in 2010. The men on trial belong mostly to Jamaat-e Islami, traditionally a coalition partner of the country's main opposition party BNP, and to BNP itself.
If Sheikh Hasina changes, if she's not lucky enough to come for the second time, then what happens to these people? So I want to make sure that these people get what they're supposed to, no matter who is in the power. But as you know, in politics, nothing is final. There's always a possibility for BNP to shake hands with Jamaat and be lenient towards them. That's something I fear most, because that's really something that can happen.
Aziza is not concerned at all with any local or international criticism, and determined to keep the protest going until all convicted war criminals hang.
We still read in the newspaper how Second World War war criminals are being trialed. If you still have a Nazi, would you be very nice to him? No. So I want all of them to get their penalties, like now. And I want all these cases to be actually implemented. They really can't let these people go. What will people do? The youth will do. If it's needed, they will again go out on the road. They will again protest.